Okay, so good morning once again. It's good to be here, to be with you.
再次问大家好，能够再次来到这里，很高兴。
So, we celebrate Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June.
那我们是在五月份的时候呢，庆祝母亲节，六月份的时候庆祝父亲节。
As we are now in between Mother's Day and Father's Day,It's fitting that we celebrate both of these important dates and show our thanks to both of our parents.
那现在呢，我们正好处于父亲节和母亲节之间，所以我们在今天这个日子呢，来庆祝这两个节日，来感谢我们的父母是非常合宜的。
Well, which day is more important, Mother's Day or Father's Day?
那么哪一天更重要呢？是母亲节还是父亲节？
In other words, is the mother or father more important in the minds of children?
就是换句话说，在孩子们的心中，是母亲呢，还是父亲更重要呢？
I think I may get into trouble if I answer either way.
我在想，无论我怎样来回答这个选择题呢，都会遇到麻烦。
So let me just give you an illustration and let you judge for yourself.
所以呢，我就给大家讲一个故事，让你们自己来判断。
You know, children always forget things.
大家都知道孩子总是喜欢忘事情。
And they will ask their mom, Mom, where's my homework?
然后他们就问妈妈，妈，我的作业呢？
Mom, where's my piano book?
妈，我的钢琴书在哪儿？
Mom, where's my red color dress?
妈，我的红裙子在哪儿？
Mom, where's my lunch?
妈，我的午餐带了吗？
They would ask their moms numerous questions every day.
他们每天呢，对向母亲都会问无数的问题。
However, they would only ask their fathers one question.
然而呢，他们只会问父亲一个问题。
Where's mom?
妈去哪了
？Yesterday, our son Jeremy said to me, "Dad, let's go shopping together."
昨天呢，我儿子 Jeremy 就对我说，爸爸，我们一起去买东西吧。
We're going to get you a side table as a Father's Day gift.
我们想为你在父亲节呢买一个桌子做礼物。
That's very kind of you, I told him and his wife.
那我就对他和他的妻子说，哇，你真好。
So we spent the afternoon visiting a few furniture stores to pick out a side table.
然后我们就花了整个一个下午的时间呢，去了几家不同的家具店，想挑一张合适的桌子。
As we were looking for the side table, my son and his wife would ask, would this table be the right height for mom?
那我们一边在找桌子呢，那我的儿子就会问他的妻子说，咦，这张桌子的高度合适妈妈吗？
Would this table be stable enough if mom leans on it?
哎，这个桌子如果妈妈靠上去，它会不会够结实呢？
Mom, do you like this color?
妈，你喜不喜欢这颜色啊？
So after visiting three different furniture stores, they finally pick a table that my wife really likes.
然后我们逛了三家家具店，终于找到了一个我太太喜欢的一张桌子。
So after they loaded the side table into the car, and as we started driving off, my son asked a question.
然后我们就把桌子放在了车上，然后就开车回家，在路上了。
And my son turned to Winnie, my wife, and said, "Mom, do you like your gift?"
然后我儿子就转向我太太，然后问她说：“妈，你喜欢不喜欢这个礼物？”
And his wife immediately said, "No, this is a Father's Day gift."
然后他太太马上就说：“哎，不对呀，这个是给爸爸的，是父亲节礼物呢。”
It's a Freudian slip, but it demonstrates one thing.
所以这个故事这件事情呢，就证明了一件事。
While our fathers in our generation, at least they have a lot of authority.Our fathers these days, like myself, is very different.
就是说，当今我们所处的 社会呢，母亲有很多的这个主权，就是就像我虽然是就是刚才那个故事就很充分的来表现啊、这个父亲和母亲在家庭中的地位。
So it then, so you know, I realize again that as a father myself, 在家里面没有江湖地位。
就是我就作为一个父亲，再一次的就再一次的发现我在家里没有这个地位啊。
Well,
no,
so I would say thanks very much for the Father's Day gift, kiddos.
我就说，哎呀，孩子们，感谢，谢谢你为我父亲节买的礼物。
In many ways, God's love is manifested to us in the form of parental love.
在许多方面呢，神的爱呢，是以父母之爱的形式向我们彰显的。
As parents, we should reflect God's love through the love of our children, for the love for our children.
就是说，作为父母呢，我们应该就是对孩子来表现爱，来体现，让他们明白神的爱。
In today's passage, we learn more about how deep and bountiful our Heavenly Father's love is.
那从今天的经文中呢，我们就更多的了解到天父的爱是多么的长阔高深。
As parents, we should try to practice God's love.
那作为父母呢，我们应该努力的来实践神的爱。
As children, we should appreciate the way our parents exhibit God's love.
那作为孩子呢，我们也应该珍惜父母在能够把神的爱向我们表现的方式。
We're going to examine three aspects of our Father's heart, our Father's love in today's passage.
那我们在今天的经文中呢，会从三个方面来看天父的心。
First, our Father is gracious.
那首先呢，我们的天父满有恩典。
Secondly, our Father is abounding in love.
那第二呢，就是说我们的天父满有慈爱。
And finally, we get to learn that our Father is full of compassion.
那最后呢，我们看就会看我们的天父满有怜悯。
So let's read Psalm 133 verses 8 to 10 again.
那让我们再一次来读诗篇103篇8到第10节。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Well, first of all, our Father is patient with us.
首先呢，我们的天父对我们是有耐心的。
By nature, we can be very revengeful.
从人性的本质上来看呢，我们都常常具有这个报复性。
Most people believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
大多数人呢都相信，以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
Whenever we are offended or wronged by someone, especially when we feel that we are right, which is only 99% of the time, we get angry.
就是我们每当被别人冒犯或者受委屈的时候呢，尤其是当我们认为自己是对的时候，而且这我们对的时候是99%的情况都是这样的，认为我们自己都是对，那我们就会生气。
We get angry when things don't go our way.
那如果事态没有按照我们想象的去发展呢，我们会生气。
When people or situation don't meet our expectations.
当人或者事情不能够符合我们的期望值时呢，我们就会生气。
We react to our loss of control.
我们就会对这个失去控制呢，做出这种超乎寻常的反应。
Too often times we are quick to react.
而且很多时候呢，我们都轻易的就发怒。
Whenever we encounter a stressful situation.We respond by letting our own feelings out without considering other people's feelings.
当我们遇到这种压力比较大的情况，我们常常的自然反应就是发泄自己的情绪， 而不考虑他人的感受。
We let our anger take control of us.
我们就让我们的怒气呢控制我们。
We rant and rave.
我们会咆哮，我们会发怒。
We become very irritable.
我们变得非常的容易被激怒。
We become judgmental and jump to conclusions.
我们就变得很爱下结论，而且失去了判断力。
Sometimes we transfer our anger to innocent third parties.
而且有时候我们会将这种愤怒呢，强加给 无辜的第三者。
A father in heaven is just the opposite.
然而我们的天父却跟我们正好相反。
The psalmist told us that the Lord is gracious.
诗人告诉我们呢，我们的天父是仁慈的。
Not only is he gracious, he's extremely patient with us too.
他不仅慈悲，而且呢，他对我们非常多的耐心。
Our heavenly Father shows us that he is patient with us by being slow to anger.
那我们的天父呢，通过不轻易发怒，向我们展现出他对我们的忍耐。
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When angry, count to 10 before you speak. If very angry, count to 100."
这个托马斯·杰克逊呢，杰弗逊呢，有一次曾经这样说：如果生气时呢，要先数到十再说话；如果非常生气呢，那就要先数到一百。
In James chapter 1 verse 19, it says, "My dear brothers, take note of this." Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
就雅各书一章十九节这样说：我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
I think you all receive emails every day.
我想大家都每天都会收到很多的电邮。
So every day I actually receive more than 200 emails.
我呢每天要收超过200封的电子邮件。
So some of them, of course, is from an email chain. Some of them are junk emails.
当然了，有些就是这种连发的信息或者一些垃圾邮件。
But sometimes I get very nasty emails from my colleagues.
有时候呢，我也会收到来自同事的让人很闹心的邮件。
Or from external parties.
也有可能是外部的其他的这个公司或者个人。
So I think I've shared this with you previously.
我想我可能以前跟你们讲过这个事情。
So a lot of times I would just immediately sit down and put together an even nastier email in response.
我一般呢会马上看了这样的邮件以后呢，坐在那儿就开始写一份比它更让人这个闹心的邮件。
Sometimes I become very defensive.
有的时候非常的就是自我保护。
Sometimes I even go on the offense.
有的时候呢是非常的甚至具有攻击性。
But I've learned one important thing.
但是呢，我学了一个非常重要的一个功课。
I never immediately send that email out.
我一般都不会马上就把这封邮件发出去。
I let it sit in my outbox for a while.
我就把它放在要即将发出的邮件的那个信箱里。
So I would revisit it, look at the email again before I send it out.
那我会在发这封邮件回复之前呢，再去重新读一下。
So many times I would tone down the email.
那常常呢，我会把这个邮件重新改一下，让语气更加的委婉。
And many times I just delete it.
而且大部分时候其实是会把这一封邮件就给删除了。
Learn to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
所以就学着快快的听，慢慢的说，然后慢慢的动怒。
A heavenly father does not get angry easily.
我们的天父呢是不轻易发怒的。
And even when he gets angry, the psalmist tells us that he does not harbor his anger forever.
即使他发怒呢，我们这个诗篇的笔者也告诉我们，我们的天父不会永远怀怒。
On the contrary, we sometimes allow ourselves to be consumed by anger and bitterness.
相反呢，我们是有的时候会让这个愤怒和苦毒呢吞噬我们。
May the Lord help us to deal with our anger and bitterness towards our friends, our brothers and sisters, or even our family.
愿神帮助我们能够处理好我们和朋友、兄弟姐妹甚至家人之间所存的愤怒和苦毒。
Later on, we'll come back to this point and talk about forgiveness.
然后我们等一会儿呢会回来重新来看这一点，就是如何来赦免。
His mercy is greater than his wrath.
就是他的怜悯呢大于他的愤怒。
A heavenly Father is a merciful God.
我们的天父是一位仁慈的神。
In this passage, it says he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities.
就像诗人所说的，他没有照我们的罪孽对待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽来报应我们。
This does not mean we do not have to face our consequences of our sins.
这并不是讲我们不必面对我们的罪所带来的后果。
What it means is that when we are honest to God and honest with ourselves and are willing to admit and deal with our sins, God will lighten the sentence.
就是告诉我们，当我们对神诚实，对自己诚实，愿意承认，并且面对我们的罪时，神会减轻刑罚。
In 2 Samuel chapter 24, it talks about an incident in which King David greatly angered God by taking an unwarranted census among his people.
就是在撒母耳记24章呢，讲述了一件事情，就是大卫王在没有需要，就是没有必要的情形下呢，进行了人口普查这件事情，而大大的激怒了神。
He ordered Joab and his officers to canvass the whole country.
他就吩咐约押和其他的官员呢，遍走全国。
And after 9 months and 20 days, they arrived back in Jerusalem.
经过九个月零二十天呢，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Joab gave the results of the census to the king: 800,000 able-bodied fighting men in Israel, and in Judah 500,000.
然后约押呢就将人口普查的结果呈现给了大卫王，说以色列有80万壮士，在犹大呢有50万。
But when it was all done, David was overwhelmed with guilt because he had counted the people, replacing his trust in the Lord with statistics.
但是经过所有这些事情，这个人口普查结束之后呢，大卫觉得非常的内疚。因为呢 他感觉到通过这个人口普查呢，他是想要来依靠这个人数，而不是来依靠神，所以在信心上他是靠了人力而不是靠神。
And David prayed to God, I have sinned badly in what I have just done, but now God forgive my guilt, I've been really stupid.
那这个时候大卫就向神祈祷说，我犯罪得罪了你，现在我在神的面前求神来赦免我，我所犯的罪，我真的是太愚蠢了。
When David got up the next morning, the word of God had already come to Gad the prophet, who was David's spiritual advisor.
那在第二天早晨大卫王起床的时候呢，神的话已经在他起床之前就已经先临到了先知加德。
And God said to Gad, he said, go and give David this message. God has spoken thus. There are 3 things I can do to you. Choose one out of the 3 and I'll see that it's done.
而你去告诉大卫，神是这样说的，你可以从以下的3个选项中呢选一项，然后我就按照大卫王所选的来惩罚他。
And Gad came to David to deliver the message.
那加德就赶快跑来告诉大卫王神的消息。
Do you want 3 years of famine in the land, or 3 months of running from your enemies while they chase you down, or 3 days of an epidemic in your on the country?
而你要想一想，你是想要这个3年的饥荒呢，还是想要你的敌人追你3个月，或者是让瘟疫在这个国家来流行3天？
Think it over and make up your mind.
好好想一想，然后做一个决定。
What shall I tell the one who sent me?
那我该怎么样来告诉这个神的使者呢？
David told Gad, they're all terrible.
大卫就对加德说，哇，这个所有的选项都很可怕。
But I'd rather be punished by God.
但我宁愿被慈悲的神来惩罚。
Whose mercy is great.
因为神的慈悲是伟大的。
Than fall into human hands.
我不愿意落入人的手中。
David understood that God's mercy is greater than his wrath.
那大卫呢，非常明白神的怜悯呢，比他的愤怒更大。
He would rather be punished by God than be punished by his enemies.
他宁愿被神来惩罚，也不愿意被人来惩罚。
I'm not a perfect person myself.
我自己也不是一个完美的人。
In fact, I'm far from perfection.
实际上呢，我远非完美。
However, every time I reconcile with God after drifting away from Him, I can feel His abundant mercy and grace.
然而呢，在我每一次远离神之后，又与神和好，我都会能够感受到神丰盛的怜悯和恩典。
When you've offended God in any way, make sure you turn back to God and reconcile with Him.
当你无论以任何的形式冒犯了神，那你一定都要重新转向他，并与他和好。
Remember, His mercy is greater than His wrath.
请记住，他的仁慈大于他的愤怒。
Now let's read Psalm 103 verses 11 to 12 again.
那让我们再读103篇的11到12节。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
His love is great for those who fear Him.
他的爱对那些敬畏他的人是伟大的。
Indeed, our Heavenly Father is gracious, and His love is great.
的确，我们的天父是仁慈的，他的爱是伟大的。
However, there's one very important condition mentioned here in verse 11, which is also repeated in verse 13.
然而呢，在第十一节的时候提到了这个有一个非常重要的前提，而且在第十三节的时候呢，也重复的着重了这一前提。
It says in verse 11 that great is His love for those who fear Him.
他就是在第一十一节中说的是他爱敬畏他的人。
It's not that God is not generous with His love.
这并不是说神对他的爱是不慷慨的。
The scripture says that He causes the sun, His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
因为经上说他不仅叫太阳照恶人，也照善人，也降雨给义人和不义的人。
However, it is those who fear Him that are open to His love.And are appreciative of His love.
然而呢，他对那些能够敞开心扉并来喜爱他的神的爱的人呢，是敬畏他的敬畏神的人。
Ultimately, it is those who fear Him, that is, those who accept Jesus as His Savior and acknowledge His Lordship, are the ones who can experience His great love.
因为说到底呢。只有那敬畏他的人，那就是能够接受耶稣基督为救主，并承认主耶稣是我们的，是掌握我们主权的，才能够体验到神的大爱，才能够敬畏神。
Do you fear God?
你敬畏神吗？
Have you accepted Him as your personal Savior?
你是否接受主耶稣作为你的救主了呢？
For those of you who have not done so yet, I urge you to accept Him into your heart today.
对于那些还没有接受主耶稣的人呢，我鼓励你们今天能够接受他进入你的心中。
God's love is infinite.
神的爱是无限的。
Well, not only is our Father's love great, it is infinite as well.
我们天父的爱呢，不仅是伟大的，而且也是无限的。
The psalmist said in verse 12 that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
就如诗人在第十二节中说，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
So the distance between the North Pole and the South Pole is well defined and can be measured.
那个南极和北极之间的距离呢，是已经是明确的，而且是被测试过的。
So I looked it up online yesterday, and I found out that the distance between the North Pole and the South Pole of the Earth is 8,595.35 miles.
那我昨天就做了一个小小的研究，就发现呢，在地球北极和南极之间的具体的距离呢，是 8,595.35 英里。
However, we can't really measure the distance between the East and the West.Since the East can never meet the West.
然而呢，我们却无法真正的来测量东方和西方之间的距离，因为东方和西方呢，永远是没有办法相遇的。
This is a symbolic portrayal of God's forgiveness when He forgives our sins.
所以这是一个对神对我们的宽恕的一个象征性的写照，当他就是宽恕我们的罪时的写照。
When He forgives our sins, He separates it from us.And doesn't even remember it.
当神宽恕我们罪的时候呢，他就将罪与我们分开，甚至不去纪念我们的罪过。
He wipes our record clean.
他把我们的记录呢就清洗了干净。
And if we are to follow God, we must model His forgiveness.
所以如果我们要跟随神的话呢，我们就要在宽恕上面也以神为榜样。
In other words, forgiven people should be forgiving people.
所以换句话就是说，我们这些被宽恕的人呢，应该学会宽恕。
Let us search our hearts this morning and ask ourselves if there's any person whom I've not forgiven yet.
那让我们今天呢，就来扪心自问，就问一下我们自己，在现在是不是还有人没有得到我们的原谅？
If so, let's try to reconcile with this person sooner rather than later.
如果真有这样的人的话，我们应该尽快的和这个人和解。
Let's model after our Father's heart.
让我们也来效法我们天父的心。
My wife and I enjoy listening to sermons on YouTube as we drive into the city.
每次我和太太开车进城的时候呢，我们都喜欢在油管上听布道。
It usually takes a bit over an hour to get into the city, so it's perfect to listen to messages.
因为每次这个单程开进城呢，需要一个多小时，所以听一篇讲道非常的合，这个时间非常的合适。
This past weekend, the message that we listened to mentioned about this church leader who did not get along with a church member.
就上周末呢，我们听到了这样的一篇信息，讲的是一个教会的领导呢，与这个教会的会员。相处的不太融洽。
He was very bothered by it and was angry every time he thought about it.
然后这件事情非常的困扰他，每次想到这件事情呢，都让他心中冒火。
Until one day, God's word enlightened him.
直到有一天呢，神的话语光照了他的心。
Not only did he forgive the person who offended him, he started to pray for his brother.
他不仅呢原谅了这位得罪他的人，而且开始为这位弟兄祷告。
From that point on, he felt relieved, and it bothered him no more.
就从那一刻起，他忽然就如释重负，不再为此烦恼了。
He finally realized that the need to forgive others, just as our Heavenly Father has forgiven us.
他终于意识到，就是我们需要宽恕他人呢，正像我们的天父宽恕了我们一样。
Remember, forgiven people should be forgiving people.
所以我们要记得，那被宽恕的人要成为一个宽恕的人。
And let's read finally Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14 to 14 again.
那最后我们来读103篇的13到14节。
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed.He remembers that we are dust.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
Our Father demonstrates His love for us through our earthly fathers.
就是天父呢，通过我们地上的父亲呢，向我们来彰显他对我们的爱。
While we were brought up to praise and appreciate our mother's love, it is interesting that psalmists use our earthly father's love to illustrate our heavenly father's love.
虽然呢，我们从小就赞美并且欣赏母亲的爱，但是很有趣的是呢。诗篇的作者呢，是用地上的父亲的来父亲的爱来讲明天父的爱。
Kermit Roosevelt, the son of Teddy Roosevelt, once wrote, "The great man never loses his children's heart, his child's heart."
就是泰迪罗斯福的儿子克米特罗斯福曾经这样写道：“伟人呢，从未丧失童心。”
What is true of the kingdom of God must also be true in the affairs of man.
神国的真理呢，在人类的事物当中也必须是真理。
If a loving earthly father feels for his children, how much more is our heavenly father moved with compassion for us?
如果一位地上的慈父能够体恤孩子的感受，那么我们天上的父亲更能够体恤我们的感受。
This psalm captured God's tender thought towards us.
这篇诗篇呢，记录了神对我们这种温柔的感受。
Charles Spurgeon wrote, "The Scripture says a great deal of the mercy of God, and we all have experienced it."
查尔斯·斯布珍这样写道：“圣经呢，记载了许多神的怜悯，而且这些我们都经历过。”
The father feels for his children that are weak in knowledge and teaches them.
父亲在同情孩子们在知识上的薄弱，所以教导他们。
Feels for them when they are disobedient and bears with them.
同情孩子们的叛逆并容忍他们。
Feels for them when they are sick and comforts them.
同情孩子们生病的感受，所以安慰他们。
Feels for them when they are fallen and helps them to rise.
同情他们跌倒并帮助他们站起来。
Feels for them when they have offended and upon their submission forgives them.
为他们得罪他而同情他们得罪他，并在他们在认罪悔改的时候来宽恕他们。
Feels for them when wronged and rights them.
被委屈对待的时候，同情他们并纠正他们。
Thus the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
所以主耶和华怜恤那些敬畏他的人。
You might be thinking at this very moment that fathers have hardly been viewed as compassionate, especially in the Chinese culture.
就是你现在可能会想。父亲好像和这个同情心并不是富有同情心的一个角色，特别是在中国传统文化中。
In fact, even the Chinese praise about father's compassion.
其实实际情况并非如此，就连中国人呢也都常常称赞父亲的慈悲。
As many of you were growing up, you probably have read about this famous article by a Chinese writer Chu called Shadow.
我想大部分在座的大部分人可能对有一位中国作家朱自清的一篇著名的散文叫《背影》非常的熟悉。
In the interest of time, I'm not going to read you the article.
由于时间的关系呢，我就不跟大家来读这篇散文了。
You may want to read it yourself again when you have time.
如果你有时间的话呢，你可以再找出来再读一下。
It gives us more appreciation.Of our fathers, even in the Chinese culture.
所以你可以再次的感受，哪怕是在中国的文化中，这个慈父的形象。
Our heavenly Father sets us an example in how to be a godly father.
我们的天父呢，为我们树立了一个如何成为敬虔的父亲的榜样。
Our Father also understands our frailty and limitations.
我们的天父呢，体恤我们的脆弱和我们的有限。
You've probably seen cardboard boxes with labels that say "fragile, handle with care."
你可能常常看到一些这个带有标签的这个纸板箱，上面写着 易碎品小心轻放。
Inside these boxes are usually glass or ceramic products that are easily breakable.
这些盒子里呢，通常都装着易碎的玻璃或者陶瓷产品。
They're weak and cannot withstand much mishandling.
因为这个质地呢，非常的脆弱，不能够承受就是太多的不当处理。
We people are fragile too.
我们人呢也非常的脆弱。
But God's care is eternal.
然而神对我们的眷顾是永恒的。
Too often we focus on God as judge and lawgiver, ignoring His compassion and concern for us.
我们常常重视神作为审判者以及律法者，而忽略了他对我们的同情和关爱。
When God examines our lives, He remembers our human condition.
当神验查我们的生活的时候呢，他会记得我们人类所处的现状。
He understands our frailty and limitations.
他理解我们的脆弱和局限性。
As decent human beings, we are tolerant of senior people and young children.
作为我们体面的人呢，我们都会对老人和孩子都比较有宽容心。
We show more understanding to the senior people because we know they are frail.
我们常常对老人呢会表现出更多的理解，因为我们知道他们非常的虚弱。
We show more understanding to infants and young children because we know they have limitations in their motor skills and in their mental capacity.
而且我们对婴幼儿呢也会常常表现出更多的理解，因为我们知道他们的运动技能呀和心智能力都很有局限性。
Likewise, our Heavenly Father is compassionate to us because He knows how we are formed and He remembers that we are dust.
同样我们的天父呢，对我们也极具同情心，因为他知道我们是由尘土所造成、所成的。
He understands our frailty and limitations.
所以他了解我们的脆弱和局限性。
So, brothers and sisters, we have the passage we examined today talks about our Father's heart.
那弟兄姐妹，我们今天的信息呢，是讲的我们天父的心。
Our Father is gracious.
我们的天父是恩，是慈爱的。
Our Father is abounding in love.
我们的天父满有慈爱。
And our Father is full of compassion.
我们天父富有怜悯。
Enjoy your parents while you still can. You don't have them forever.
当你还有机会的时候，就好好的享受你们的父母。因为他们不会永远的在这里。
Tell them you love them.
告诉他们你爱他们。
And you don't need to earn your parents' love. Their love is unconditional, just like our Heavenly Father's love toward us.
你不用去争取父母对你的爱，他们对你的爱就像天父对我们的爱一样，是没有条件的。
So let's let's conclude our message today with a moment of silence.
让我们接下来用一段沉默的时间来结束今天的信息。
Children, let's thank the Lord for your parents.
孩子，让我们为你们的父母来感谢主。
Pray for your parents' health and well-being.
为你父母的健康和享福来祈祷。
Especially their spiritual well-being.
尤其是他们属灵的福分。
And parents, let's thank the Lord for entrusting His children to us.
父母们，让我们来感谢主，将他的孩子们托付给了你们。
Pray that we can live out God's love as parents.While the children are with us,
我们祷告祈求神，让孩子跟我们在一起生活的时候，我们可以作为父母能够活出神的爱。
It's a tremendous honor and a tremendous responsibility.
这是一个巨大的荣耀，也是一个巨大的责任。
Father, we thank you for today's passage. As we remember God's love while we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day.
亲爱的天父，在我们今天庆祝父亲节和母亲节的时候，我们来纪念你的爱。
Let us not forget our Heavenly Father's grace and love for each one of us.
我们求神帮助我们，不要忘记天父对我们的慈爱和无限的爱。
Help us to love our parents and love our children the way God loves us.
帮助我们能爱我们的父母和孩子，像神爱我们那样。
And help us to forgive other people who have offended us, like how our Heavenly Father has forgiven us.
帮助我们能够赦免那些得罪我们的，正如天父赦免了我们一切的罪。
Help us to be tolerant of each other and because we know love bears all things.
帮助我们能够彼此忍耐，让我们知道在爱里一切没有局限。
We ask that you continue to bless us as we return to our work and our family and school and in the coming weeks, that your name will continue to be glorified in our lives.
当我们在接下来的时间，下一周的时间，回到家庭、学校、工作场所，我们日常的生活中，那是帮助我们能够荣耀神，能够活出你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.